Thank you, counselors. It's been a great week with you guys. I've had an enjoyable time. How many of you guys have had an enjoyable week? Yeah, good. That's good to hear. I'm glad you guys had a good time. We are going to continue on with our week. But first order of business this evening is I had somebody who beat me at my own game. That would have been one of the Dylans. Which Dylan was that? Where are you? Yes, sir. You can actually step right on up here if you'd like. Give him a round of applause. I have one free snow cone for you, sir, that you can expend in any way you choose. You may be seated. Thank you, my sir. My Dylan. All right. Not really my Dylan. I can't really claim you. Sorry about that. But tonight's going to be pretty fun. We've got our message that we're going to go through tonight, and then later on this evening, we're going to have a blast because we have campfire, and we're going to hear more about George Mueller. So I'm going to continue that tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. And campfire might be just a little bit different, and you're going to find out why that is later on today. But until then, I'm going to pray, and we're going to get started with tonight's message. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for everything you've done. We don't deserve for your love. We don't deserve that you died on the cross for us. We don't deserve to even have the Bible. We don't deserve to have that treasure and access to understanding and wisdom through it. Pray that tonight you'll work in everyone's heart, that you'll work in my heart and the hearts of these campers. You help me to be clear. You help me to communicate truth correctly for your glory. I love you, God, and I praise you for all that you've done. In your name I pray, amen. So we've been talking about a number of things this week, and tonight I'm going to start a part one of two. And so what I need you to do is turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 1, because tonight we're just going to be covering two verses, only two verses in Psalm 1. I'm really excited about tonight's message. I really enjoy this message. It's really practical. It's something that you and I can start doing right now, today, tonight, in how we live and what we choose to do. One of the first things I'm going to need tonight in order to help us understand Psalm 1. I'm going to need a volunteer from the audience. Everyone just wants. They just want. I need someone that hasn't been a volunteer, hasn't been really up here for anything that I've asked to raise their hand. What's your name? Noah. Have you been up here for anything? For any of my challenges or any? Sweet. Noah, jump on up here. Give Noah a round of applause. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. All right, Noah, I have something I'm going to want. You just stand right over there. You just stand. Yeah, no, right there. That's a solid high five for standing right there. Perfect. So tonight, what I'm going to have you do, I have a very specific instruction for you. And to be honest, Noah, I'm not entirely sure if you're going to be able to do this. Okay? So What I want you today to be and to do, Noah, is I know it's going to sound weird, and honestly, I'm hesitant. I'm hesitant to ask you to do this because it may not be something. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we won't do it tonight. You guys think not do it tonight? Really? Do you think that Noah can handle this?
Yeah.
I don't know if he can, though. I mean, are you absolutely positive that Noah can handle what I'm about to ask him to do?
Yes!
Okay. Noah. What I want for you today is I want you to be a plumber. Okay? It's really simple, Noah, okay? It's really quite, I mean, it's an easy command, and I'm giving you this command, and I'll even help you out here. I'm going to draw up there something that might help you out with being a plumber. Maybe it won't. Maybe this is just so bad that it won't help you out. That's not a fork. Even though you can look over there, you look up there, can you see it? That, yeah, a wrench. Thank you. It's not so bad that you knew what it was, right? Okay. So Noah, what I need from you is for you to be a plumber. Now. It's going to be a really boring night if you don't, like... No, seriously. Seriously, Noah. I'm not playing around here. I be a plumber. Do you know how to be a plumber? Okay, Noah, sorry about that. I didn't know you didn't know how. That's totally... my fault. You can be seated. Thank you, guys. Give him a round of applause. He did a great job. You did a great job. And Noah, your reaction was exactly what I was looking for. It was priceless. It's the reaction I would give. Because if you brought me up on stage, like if one of you was up here talking, and you said, hey, Mr. Bodie, come up here. And you said, Mr. Bodie, stand right here. And then you said, Mr. Bodie, I want you to be a plumber. And you drew a little wrench on the screen. And I'm standing here going, what? I don't... no, how? I can't do it. And maybe Noah could have tried a couple things like, I don't know, fixing a pipe, maybe. I don't know. I don't have, like, he doesn't have anything, right? I didn't give him the tools, right? I didn't give him the pipes or a problem to fix. I didn't give him, Noah had nothing. He had nothing to allow him to be a plumber. He didn't know how. That's really important for you and I to understand. Because tonight, we're going to be looking at how on earth can we, as human beings, as people that live on earth, how can we live a godly life? Because there's plenty of places in Scripture that tell us, that say, live godly. Be godly. One example of that is found in Titus 2. In Titus 2:12, it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Right there. In simple terms, all of us are given a clear command, be godly. And I hope that for all of us, that's our desire. We want to be godly. But I'm going to assume that for most of us, we're not entirely sure how to be godly. What's amazing about the Bible is it's so simple. What's amazing about the Bible is God clearly gives us instructions on how you and I ought to live. So what we're going to do is we're going to jump into Psalm 1, and we're going to learn about how we can be godly. We're not looking about how to be a plumber, okay? We're not trying to accomplish plumbing tonight. No, what we're trying to accomplish is how do I take my life from a state of ungodliness to a state of godliness, to a state where I am pursuing to live like Christ. So, you're in Psalms 1. We're going to start reading in Psalm 1 and verse 1. The first part of Psalm 1:1 says, walk not, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So right off the bat, it says, blessed is the man, or happy. Happy is he who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. If you look at later on in Psalms 1, you're going to realize that this statement is directed towards someone who is pursuing godliness. Someone who wants to live a godly life. And the first thing the Bible says, the first thing it tells us, is if you want to live a godly life, that you are to not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, there's a couple words right here that may or may not be confusing. One of those words is right here, counsel. We have a number of people in this room that we call counselors because they offer counsel. Now, believe it or not, you and I, we run into counsel all the time. And maybe you're sitting there like, no way. I mean, I thought I only get counsel when I come to camp. But the reality is that anytime you turn on the TV or anytime you're watching a YouTube video, you know what happens generally at the beginning of a YouTube video? A little ad pops up, right? And so on this ad, usually there's some form of advice. They're trying to tell you, hey, buy this toothpaste. It'll make your teeth so white, you'll shine for days. Or maybe they're like, hey, buy this deodorant. If you put it on, you'll get a girl. Like, they've got all sorts of advice for you. They have counsel. That's what those commercials are giving you. They're giving you a form of counsel. Buy this, live this way. Life's great. And that's not always bad advice, and sometimes it is true. Like, guys, put on deodorant. It's a good practice. You may not immediately get a girl, but it's a good practice for anyone in this room. It's actually pretty good advice. But what Psalms 1:1 is specifically referring to is right here. Ungodly. Right there, this ungodliness is pointing to counsel. It's the type of counsel. And it tells us to walk not in ungodly advice. So the very first thing we're going to see tonight is that you and I need to avoid ungodly advice. Commercials aren't the only place you're getting your advice from. You're getting your advice from movies and TV and YouTube and Spotify and Pandora, if you use it still. Okay, you're getting advice from all of these different places. They're coming in from all different directions telling you, hey, you should do this. Hey, you should hang out with these kind of people. Hey, you ought to love doing this. The music you're listening to, it's got advice for you. And if you're paying attention, you'll begin to notice whether or not that advice lines up with what the Bible says. And if we're going to live according to Psalm 1:1, then we're going to identify the music in our life that gives us advice that is incorrect. And we're going to remove it from our life. We're going to stop listening to it. Additionally, in order to avoid ungodly advice, maybe it's not music that you really are into. Maybe you just really like a certain YouTuber. And they're just the YouTuber that you watch every single day. And they vlog every single day. 2 minutes. And so every 2 minutes you get a new vlog and it pops up and you're like, yes, my YouTuber, he has posted a video, and like you're watching every time and you're gonna watch it 5 times so he gets as many views as possible. And then you're gonna subscribe and you're gonna hit the notification button so you get notifications because you wanna know what this YouTuber has to say. And now it's okay to watch some of these videos, but you've gotta be paying attention. Because those people have advice for you. They're telling you to live a certain way. And if that advice in any way, shape, or form goes against the Bible, if we're going to do what Psalms 1:1 tells us to do, we're not going to walk in it. We're not going to allow it in our life. We're going to remove it. We're going to avoid it. If you truly care about living a godly life, you're going to put effort and time and thought into what you listen to, into what you watch, into what you care about. And you're going to do whatever it takes to avoid ungodly advice. But that's not all. That's not the only thing. We're going to continue reading in Psalm 1 and verse 1. So it started out, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And it continues on to say, nor standeth in the way of sinners. This second part of Psalm 1:1 tells us not to stand in the way of sinners. And maybe at first glance, this verse doesn't quite connect and it doesn't quite make sense to you. What this verse is saying, it's telling us not to come to a place where we plant ourselves, where we put ourselves in a position where we are purposely putting ourselves around people who want us to do wrong. To not stand or plant ourselves in the way of sinners means that we are avoiding ungodly people. And this one right here, this is pretty difficult. This is a hard one to understand. Because what I'm saying and what I'm not saying, I'm not telling you guys that you need to figure out all the people in your life that probably sin, which is every single person in this room. And I'm not saying that you need to avoid every single human being and go live on a rock up on Soldier Mountain. That's not what Psalms 1 verse 1 is saying. No, it's telling us to not purposefully plant ourselves, to not surround ourselves with people who are going to influence us to do wrong. So maybe you have a friend in your life, and that friend influences you to ungodly actions or actions that are against the Bible. Maybe when you're around that friend is always complaining about the authority in their life. They're always going, man, I hate that teacher, or I hate my parents, or I don't like this, and I don't like this, and they're just constantly complaining. And before you know it, you are just doing it with them. To avoid ungodly people is to identify those people and say, that person doesn't help me do right. And it doesn't mean I'm going to defriend them and throw them out and never talk to them ever again. It just means that I'm not going to allow them to influence me. But maybe tonight you're sitting in your little hard metal chair trying to pay attention and you're saying, you know what? I don't actually struggle with this because people do not influence me. My friends don't influence me. Now, to illustrate this, to help you understand that every one of us is influenced by the people around us, I'm going to use the example of a horse. Now, how many of you guys have been around horses very much? Raise your hand. You've been around. Maybe you were there this week. Now, the funny thing about a horse is that you could be standing or sitting on a horse in the middle of an arena. And there's like 10 other horses in this arena. If only one, all it takes, just one horse, decides without warning anybody to begin running and neighing all over the place, like this. Guess what? All 11 other horses will do. They all do it. And one of the things, the phrase I like to use when I refer to horses that do this, is that dumb horses follow dumb horses. Okay? When one horse does something dumb, the rest of the horses do it with them. They are influenced by them. The reality is, in our life, the friends that are closest to us influence us. Because when your friend starts playing a certain video game, you probably want to play it too, Or when your friend is listening to music, they're probably showing you what music they're listening to and telling you, hey, did you check out this new single that just came out? You should listen to it too. Your closest friends are the people that are posting on Instagram and Facebook, and you're scrolling through and you're finding your friends and going, yeah, I like what they have to say. Your closest friends wear certain clothes that you think are cool, and you want to wear them too. And not all those things are bad, that's not what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is that you are influenced by the people around you. And you need to think about your friends right now. You need to think about them. Do they influence you? You don't have to answer out loud, but just think. Are my friends influencing me to do right or to do wrong? Because if we're going to live out Psalms 1:1, nor standeth in the way of sinners, to not stand, to not place ourselves in the way of sinners, then we're going to avoid ungodly people. We looked at two things so far. Avoid ungodly advice. Avoid ungodly people. And finally, there's a third thing, a third and final thing in Psalms 1 and verse 1 that we are supposed to avoid. We'll continue reading. It says, nor sitteth. So here's another thing that the godly person is not going to do. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, this is an interesting verse. Besides the fact that all of these begin with S, which makes it fun to say, it also makes it maybe a little confusing because what does it mean to sit in the seat of the scornful? Here's how I want you guys to envision this. When you're sitting in a seat, you are participating in that chair. You are part of that chair. That is where you have placed yourself. Psalms 1:1 tells us that we are not to place ourselves. We're not supposed to sit in the seat of the scornful. We're not to participate in ungodly actions. What it's telling us to do is to avoid ungodly actions. So there's three things that have happened so far. We went from, if we don't avoid these things, this is what might happen. We went from walking in the counsel of the ungodly to standing in the way of sinners, or we're standing with ungodly people. And before you know it, we are sitting in the seat of the scornful. We are now participating. We are now the ungodly, laughing at God, mocking God, making fun of what he has said is right and what God has said is wrong. So to be a godly person, there's three things that have been clearly identified for us. Number one, we have been told to avoid ungodly advice. And what's cool is that's all part of loving God and loving others. Because if we care about who God is, then we're going to avoid the advice that goes against him. The next thing we looked at is how we ought to avoid ungodly people. We've identified that as another thing that we're like, if I'm going to love God and love others, then I need to avoid people that aren't helping me do right. And then finally, in Psalms 1:1, we see that we need to avoid ungodly actions. Those three things are simple steps that we can take in order to pursue a correct relationship with God, in order to make sure, to ensure that our life is lived in love towards God. So what we've done is we've removed three things. But Psalms 1 and verse 2 tells us that there's two things that we ought to put in our hearts. And we're going to move through this quickly because we don't have a lot of time, but I want you guys to see this. It continues on in verse 2. But his delight, the godly man's delight, is in the law of the Lord. So the next thing we see is that in order to live a godly life, we need to delight in the Bible. And this is exactly what we talked about on Wednesday. We talked about on Wednesday how we need to treasure God's word. And then it continues on and it says, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This word right here, meditate, is another one of those words that maybe for some of us, we don't know what it means, and we're just picturing someone on a yoga mat with their hands like this going, and they're thinking and they're trying to meditate, and they've just focused. And that's not what Psalms 1:2 is saying. No, Psalms 1:2 is saying to meditate. which I want you to take the word we used yesterday, which was memorize, and I want you to equate those things. I want to take them together. So memorize of yesterday is the same as meditate that we're talking about today. What it's telling us to do is to meditate on the Bible. Remember that video game I really liked, and I played it a lot, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought about it a lot? That's the same way we should treat the Bible. And remember, that's all part of treasuring God's Word. That's all a way that we can love God and love others. So in a short two verses, we've packed in five things that we should be doing. We've packed in, how do we live a godly life? First, we've got to avoid these three things: ungodly advice, ungodly people, and ungodly actions. Finally, we have to delight in the Bible. We replace that advice. We replace those people with godly advice from the Bible. We meditate on the Bible. I could just end right there and give you these five things to do in your life when you go home. But I really want to help you guys understand. I want everyone here paying attention. So I want to illustrate for you guys what is going on in Psalms 1:1. And I want to set us up for tomorrow night. Because tomorrow night we're going to talk about why we should do all of this. I'm going to use my change bag once again. If you can see, it's empty. Inside each and every one of our lives are a number of things that we've decided to place inside our life. Now, many of us, this is how we are living. This is what we've decided to care about. These are the things that we have inserted inside of our life. One of those things that's inside our life is ungodly actions. We have those. We're doing them. We're participating in sin. What Psalms 1:1 is telling us to do is to remove that from our life. Take it out of my life. I'm going to throw it on the ground because I don't want it in my heart. Another thing that we might have inside of our heart is ungodly advice. Advice that's telling us to live contrary to what Scripture says. I'm going to take that and I'm going to remove it from my life. I'm throwing it on the ground because I don't want it in my heart. The next thing that many of us have inside of our life is we have people that are ungodly. People, we have friends that are helping us do wrong, that aren't helping us do right. We need to take those friends and we need to avoid them. We need to keep them from influencing us, keep them from letting us do wrong. We're going to throw that on the floor, kick it away from us, because we don't want it in our heart. Now what we've done is we've emptied out our heart. Our life no longer has anything in it. So Psalms 1:2 gives us two things to put inside of our hearts. Those two things are very, very simple. One of them is to just meditate on the Bible. Is to take the time to memorize and think about and focus on what God says. We're going to take that, we're going to fold it up, and we're going to make it a central part of how we live each and every day. The other thing it tells us to do is to delight in the Bible, is to take joy in it, to value it, to care about what the Bible says. We're going to take that and we're going to place it inside of our life. If you come to a place in your life where you choose to make those two things the core of who you are, and you choose to remove the three ungodly things that are influencing you to do wrong, and you throw them out of your life at all costs, the result is amazing. Your life will change. That's what tomorrow night we're going to be looking at. Tomorrow night we're going to look at how our life can change into a fruitful, valuable tree. We've removed all of the bad things and we've put in our life this. We've decided to make the Bible what matters most in our life. And we've done it because we love God. If you come to a place in your life where you choose to do that, and you're willing to do whatever it takes, because this is hard work. This is some tough decisions in front of you. This may be some hard conversations with friends. This may be some difficult times where you've got to go through your entertainment and delete some things and get them out of your life. But if you're willing to do that work, to trust God for help, to do what Psalms 1 through 2 do, say to do, your life will change. Everyone bow your heads and close your eyes.